Hallelujah, and blessed be the name of Jesus. We have continued to look into the scriptures together, and we are in one of the most important book of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ to the church. Jesus is giving a dimension of the church to his bride. And we have already seen that the revelation of Jesus, as it is seen in Revelation 1 and verses 19, is divided into three. Number one, what has already taken place, the past. Number two, what is taking place, the present. And number three, what will take place soon after this? The book of Revelation is divided into these three parts. And this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, not only what is written in the book of Revelation itself, but the whole of the entire 66 books of Revelation. What has taken place already is Jesus Christ. The revelation is about Jesus. The revelation is about God coming in the flesh. He came in the flesh here in the world. And he is Emmanuel. It is the incarnation of Jesus Christ. It is the journey of God coming. And we ask ourselves, why did he come? He came so that he would set us free. And after setting us free, he died. He came, he died to set us free. And so we discovered the revelation we have already seen is the death of the sovereign servant of Jesus. That is already past. Then the resurrection of Jesus, that is already past. It's written in the Bible in so many places. Then the ascension of Jesus is already past. Then the glorified Jesus, the going up to glory of Jesus, and what we call being the reigning priest. He is a priest who reigns. That is already past. He is glorified. He is reigning. And that's what we are looking at right now. And that's what has taken place for the last 2,000 years. So we are looking at the span of the 2,000 years. And the span of the 2,000 years is divided into seven dimensions. And they are all written in form of a particular church. You see, Jesus talked about that he was writing a letter to the seven churches. And so this reigning priest, he was to write to the seven churches that are in Minor Asia, or the province of Asia by then. Now these seven churches, they represent the journey of the church as it began 2,000 years to this very day. And these churches are divided into seven. What are those churches? These churches are called Ephesus, or the Ephesian church. It was in the city of Ephesus. Salmon, number three, Pergamum, number four, Thyatira, number five, Sardis, number six, Philadelphia, and number seven, Laodicea. Now, you can look at this as a journey of how the church has been for 2,000 years to date. Now, one of the things that you are going to discover in this one, as it is depicted in the vision that Jesus gave, is that Jesus, that every church is called a lampstand. Please get that, a lampstand. a lampstand, the purpose of a lampstand is to present light to the world. That is the purpose of the church, to give light. And the purpose while Jesus left the church is that the church would become a city built on a hill, that it cannot be hidden. It gives light to the rest of the world. God is concerned with the world. A lampstand, these seven, they are called menorah, all of them in the Bible. They are called menorah. They are all connected together as one. And you discover that Jesus is walking around all these churches in the beginning. When Jesus died, he came so that he would be in the middle of the church. That is critical. Moving around in his church. He is at the center of his church. What is he doing? He is a high priest. The church is actually part of the priests. If you look at it from the Old Testament formula, Jesus is the high priest, and the rest of the seven churches are the priests. They are working together with the high priest. But they're supposed to present light in everywhere in the world. And Jesus is the one that is giving on the oil. It was the work of the high priest to make sure that he maintained the fire. It was the work of the high priest to make sure that every part of the light, the lampstand, to have its own oil. That is presented by the high priest, and that is what he's doing. And as Jesus sits or walks around there, he wants every church to light the whole of the world. He is interested with this world. But as we are going to discover, is that the church, Jesus will begin by being at the middle of the church, of the seven lampstands. But when we look at the seventh lampstand, or the seventh church, which is Laodicea, we discover that Jesus will not be inside the church, he will be outside the church. And now, that is the time we are in right away. When Jesus came in here in the world, he began by being there. But you have continued to push Jesus outside his own church. He's already outside, but he is not tired. He is knocking so that he will be allowed in. And we will look at the seven churches, how they look like. Now, there are four things the church would do to fulfill its mission here on earth, or to relate to the world. Number one, the church, which is a lampstand, would just become silent to the world. Just silent. They don't want to do anything. They are in the world, but they don't want to do anything. That is one extreme of the church. And we have seen ourselves being like that. We are oblivious of it, of what is happening. We forget that we have the capacity and the power to become the light of the world. But the other one is that we might become like the world. That's now the number four. I've started with the number one and number four, if that in a continuum. Number four is where the church becomes like the world. We allow the world to squeeze into the church, and there's no difference between the church and the world. And that's where we are right now as we look at it. That's the number four. But when you come to the number two, is that we can force the church to be like us. God has not called us to force the world, to force the world to be like us, to manipulate the world, to intimidate the world, to force them, to make them wear like us, to make them talk like us, to be like us. God has not called us to make the world like us. God has called us to make the world like himself. So number two, where we force the world to do what we do, to make them be circumcised the way we are circumcised, to make them to be, to talk our language, that's not the will of God. The will of God is number four, where he expects the church to facilitate the world to come to Jesus. And that's what we are looking at. That's what Jesus said, I've sent you with a mission. Go and disciple. In fact, he used the word, go disciple the world. Make them my disciples. Make them my followers. Teach them. We are to facilitate them. And you'll be looking at that. But here, we keep on looking at this church. And the first church that we are looking at here is the church at the Ephesus. Now, you will discover that this church at Ephesus had two qualities. Quality number one is the church at Ephesus was a serving church, was a facilitating church, was a church that loved the world. Now, no, it didn't have the, you know, it didn't love the world. It loved to serve, but they didn't love the world, or they didn't love God or the owner of the church. You discover God is saying, Jesus told them, write this to the letter of the letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand. Jesus is holding all the messages of the church. And one who walks among the seven golden stars, among the seven churches, as we have said. And this, he started by saying, I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work, the hardworking church, good things they were doing, and your patient endurance. They were not allowed the world to squeeze into them. They were enduring even persecution. I know you don't tolerate evil people. Look at the way this world, this church does not allow the world to come in, the evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles, but are not. You have discovered their liars. Look, they're able to even look at the work of, the false teaching, as you have already said. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. They were suffering for Jesus by your quitting. But Jesus said, but I have this complaint against you. What is that? You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have failed. Turn back to and do the works you did at the first. So they are reminded of what they used to do. If you don't repent, I'll come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches. But this is in your favor. You hate the evil deeds of the Nicolaitans, just as I do. Anyone who with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. To him, to everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of God. Now, you see, the problem with this church is that they did not love God. They were serving God. They were withstanding the evil practices of the world to come in. But they didn't love God as they used to do in the beginning. And they didn't love each other. Now, that is where every church started. That's where we want to start from every fellowship. When you want to look at every fellowship in the world today, we want to ask, do they love God? And the bottom line is the love of God. Remember, we say this, that every one of those churches are connected with Jesus, with the word of life. But every church is connected to one another with the word of love. But all the churches are connected to the world with the word of light. And we're supposed to light up the world. And what the enemy would want us to do is not even the work of the enemy, actually. Because you see here, they're able to defeat the work of the enemy. But the problem is that they start eating what is the uniting factor for one another, which is love. What connects us to our God, to their master, to their bridegroom, which is love. And the love of God is what it will be eaten. And once it is eaten, you cannot be able to hold again. Lord, we pray that you may help us to hold together with the love, with cords that cannot be broken, in Jesus' name.